The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Top Stories, truckers suing to block New York's congestion fee for Manhattan drivers. The Trucking Association of New York filed a federal lawsuit in May against the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which developed the toll scheme, arguing the higher fees unfairly and unconstitutionally target the trucking industry. The Trucking Association's lawsuit is among at least eight seeking to block the congestion fee plan, which is slated to launch June 30. Under the Transit Authority's plan, trucks would be subject to a charge of $24 or $36 per trip, depending on their size. Most drivers in private passenger cars, in contrast, should expect to pay about $15, with lower rates for motorcycles and late-night entries into the city, according to the proposal finalized in March. Kendra Hems, the Trucking Association's president, said the industry will have no choice but to shoulder the increased costs, as truck operators don't have flexibility on their driving routes or schedules, which are generally set by the businesses they serve. That, she said, will only lead to price increases on countless goods, as the trucking industry moves nearly 90% of products in New York City. As any responsible business does, we deliver when our customers ask us to deliver, which is during prime business hours, said Joe Fitzpatrick, founder of Lightning Express Delivery Service and a member of the Trucking Association's board. That will not change now, but what will change is higher costs for New Yorkers as a result. The association suggests that the Transit Authority revise its plan to exempt the industry from the fee, limit trucks to being tolled just once a day, or toll them at the same rate as passenger vehicles. A Manhattan federal court judge last month heard arguments in lawsuits brought by unionized public school teachers, politicians, and other New Yorkers. In New Jersey, a federal court judge has also heard arguments in legal challenges brought by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich, and others. Many of those lawsuits argue the tolling scheme was approved by federal transportation officials without proper scrutiny, and that the court should order transit officials to conduct a more comprehensive environmental study before rolling out the plan. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.